at the Cashton Indoor Invite that was hosted at ULE La Crosse. It was Kickapoo Lafarge winning the boys' event. Ithaca Weston was 11th overall, Boscobel 24th, and Riverdale 25th. The girls' standings, Westby was number one, Kickapoo Lafarge 4th, Riverdale 13th. Here's a look at some of the individuals. For the girls, 55-meter dash, Avea Young of Kickapoo Lafarge finished 2nd. And in the 200, Avea was 2nd. Katie Rando was 3rd for Kickapoo Lafarge, and she took 2nd in the 400 run. Also in the 400 run, it was Kendall Andelsek of Kickapoo Lafarge finishing 5th, and Olivia Meese 6th from Riverdale. Mallory Meese, Riverdale, was 7th overall in the 800 run, and Melanie Williamson was 9th in the 1600. In the relays, 4x2, Kickapoo Lafarge finished 6th, and Riverdale was 7th. The Riverdale relay team was 5th overall in the 4x4. Kickapoo Lafarge finished 8th. Riverdale's Kaylee Carter finished 3rd in pole vault. Tierney Art of Kickapoo Lafarge was 3rd in shot put. Haley Schneider, Riverdale, took 8th in the long jump competition. For the boys in the 200, it was Adric Egge of Kickapoo Lafarge finishing 1st. His teammate Theo Parr was 2nd. Enril Gantula of Riverdale finished 8th. Adric Egge was 1st in the 400, and Arlen Walter took 5th. Trayton Reams, Kickapoo Lafarge, was 2nd in the 800. Landon Turgeson was 6th in the 1600. Clayton Lee, Ithaca Weston, finished 3rd. Landon Turgeson was 5th. In the 4x4, Kickapoo Lafarge finished 4th. Ithaca Weston was 5th. Ithaca Weston took 2nd in the 4x8. That was Sam Jones, Brayson Garcia-Bolin, Deacon McDonough, and Clayton Lee. High jump, it was Theo Parr, Kickapoo Lafarge, 6-1, and a first-place finish. Lane Miller of Kickapoo Lafarge finished 10th in the pole vault. Adric Egge was 1st in long jump, and Nathan Gunderson, Boscobel, finished 9th. And in the shot put, Keegan Colden of DeSoto was 1st. It was Bennett Coder of Kickapoo Lafarge finishing 9th, and Deacon McDonough, Ithaca Weston, taking 10th. The second meet of the day at ULE La Crosse was hosted by Mauston. Richland Center's boys team took 5th. Holman was the number one team. Holman number one in girls. Viroka was 3rd. Fenimore was 7th. And Richland Center 12th. For the Hornet girls, Adeline Wirtz was 5th in the 200. And Riley Banker finished 8th. Also for the Hornets, Pearl Fretz was 5th in the 800. And in the 1600, it was Pearl finishing 4th. Pippa Ewing finished 5th in the long jump. Boys' results for Richland Center. It was Duncan Harper finishing 1st place in the 55-meter dash with a 6.64. In the 400, Robert Budden finished 2nd. Owen Dreyer was 4th in the 1600. Kiernan Culver 3rd in the 3200 for the Hornets. Leading the way as well, a 4x8 relay team that finished 9th at the meet in La Crosse. Hornets senior Devin Woodhouse took 1st in the pole vault with a vault of 12.3 on Saturday. And Duncan Harper was 2nd in the long jump for the Hornets. Bronson Perkins finished 8th. We also have some updates from Coach Michelle Lewis, who has some notes on the meet. That was a very good opening meet for the team. Robert Budden broke the indoor school record for the 400 with a time of 53.5, taking 2nd place. Also, Duncan Harper beat his own indoor school record in the 55-meter dash with a time of 6.64, also getting 2nd place in the long jump. Kiernan Culver with the indoor school record in the 3200-meter run with an amazing time of 10.55.8. And Pearl Fretz broke the Hornets' indoor 1600 record, also taking 4th in that event. Freshman Owen Dreyer was 4th in the 1600-meter run. Pippa Ewing, 5th place in the long jump. And freshman Adeline Wirtz, 5th in the 200-meter run. Also, head coach Gina Lorenz of Ithaca Weston pleased with her team's performance over the weekend, including the 2nd-place finish for the 4x8 boys, and Faith Stanichka with a personal record in shot put. The girls' scrimmage for softball that was supposed to be on Saturday was moved to today between Richland Center and Ithaca. And that event is still on for today. It will happen at 4:30 at Ithaca. Again, it's just a scrimmage. Early season workout as both teams get outside on an actual diamond and get a chance to work out before the first real games. They have games slated for yet in March. The Hornets will not play tomorrow. That game has been moved, but they do have a game scheduled for Thursday at home against Waseca Steuben. Over the weekend, the state boys basketball tournament was held. Champions were crowned in all five divisions. Reidsville took the Division 5 title 56-48 over Southwestern. Milwaukee Juno, a winner against Cambridge, 62-54. Racine St. Catharines, 61-41 over Seymour. Whitefish Bay got the win against Slinger, 77-46. And Wisconsin Lutheran took Division 1, 57-37 over Madison Memorial. Wisconsin won its ninth national title in women's hockey with a 3-2 win over Ohio State in the NCAA championship game. Claire Enright scored the go-ahead goal with 6:18 left in the third period. It gave Wisconsin its second straight championship and its third in 4 years. Ohio State and Wisconsin have played in the last four championship games. Wisconsin women's coach Mark Johnson commented on the win.
I don't think a lot of us and a lot of you thought Claire Enright was going to get a game-winning goal, but that's how it happens. And give the players a lot of credit for pushing through and did enough to get to the finish line and ended up winning. So we're excited to bring the trophy again back to Madison, and we'll enjoy the next period of time as I process and figure out how we win the game.
Wisconsin finished out at 35-4-2, which leads all NCAA programs with 9 NCAA titles. They have faced Ohio State in the championship the last 4 years. The Buckeyes won their two titles in 2022 and 24. And the Wisconsin men's hockey team will travel to Worcester Regional as the number 3 seed and will face second seed Dartmouth, the winner of the ECAC hockey tournament. The two teams meet Thursday at 4, and the match will be broadcast on ESPNU. The 12th-rated Badgers are making their 28th trip to the NCAA, having last appeared in 2024. The Worcester Regional final is set for Saturday. The other two teams in the regional are top seed Michigan State and 4th seed Kentucky, or that is Connecticut. Also, Badger captain Ben Dexheimer, assistant captain Joe Peldichuk, and head coach Mike Hastings look forward to the meet. Ben Dexmeyer talked about making the NCAA tournament field again.
We're pumped. Obviously, playing the postseason's a blast, and now it's just time to go to work and prepare for that game.
Again, that's coming up on Thursday. Over the weekend, the message from the Bucks front office became clear. Superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo will have his contract extended or he will be traded. Team co-owner Wes Edens put the ball in the players' court with those comments during an interview with ESPN. Edens says the Bucks can't afford to let Giannis play out the last year of his contract next year. The extension would be effective in October and would be for $275 million over 4 years. As far as the basketball world over the weekend, a lot of the focus on the NCAA tournament. Yesterday, Arizona, a winner against Utah State, 78-66. Iowa with a win against Florida, 73-72. Iowa State beat Kentucky, 82-63. UConn over UCLA, 73-57. Purdue, 79. Miami of Florida, 69. Tennessee, 79. Virginia, 72. St. John's got Kansas, 67-65. And Alabama over Texas Tech, 90-65. Elsewhere in sports, we turn to baseball. The Brewers wrapped up the 2026 spring training with a lopsided 12-0 loss to the Cubs. Milwaukee compiled a 12-16 record in Arizona. Manager Pat Murphy's team will play two exhibition games at American Family Field on Monday and Tuesday. Then opening day will be Thursday against the Chicago White Sox. We look forward to those games on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. There was no broadcast yesterday. We had some people asking about that, but that game was not available along the network lines from the Brewer Radio Network as they are kind of shifting their equipment back to Milwaukee and the regular season. Other games yesterday in the interleague play, St. Louis 3-2 over Houston, the Yankees 6-2 over Philadelphia, Minnesota 7, Atlanta 3, Boston 6-3 over Pittsburgh, Baltimore 8-1 over Washington, Cleveland beat Cincinnati 8-2, Colorado 6-5 over the Athletics, Dodgers 13, Angels 5, Sacramento 2-1 over San Francisco, Toronto 14 and Tampa Bay 1, Seattle 4-2 over the White Sox, Miami 4-3 winners against the Mets, and Arizona 11 and San Diego 1 as teams began to wrap up their spring training. And that is an update on sports today from WRCO. I am Phil Neve.